This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Ministry of Coal will launch the 12th tranche of commercial coal mine auctions in New Delhi today. Among the offered mines, 13 coal mines are fully explored, while 12 are partially explored, providing opportunities for both immediate and future development. The 12th tranche of commercial coal mine auctions aims to attract significant interest from domestic and international investors, reinforcing India's commitment to self-reliance in energy and industrial growth. The National Commission for Women, NCW, has said that it will open a premarital counselling centre in every district of the country. Talking to media in Patna, NCW chairperson Vijay Rahatkar said that this is a new initiative of the commission launched on International Women's Day this year. She said 23 such centres have been opened in 11 states so far. The chairperson said these counselling centres will be opened at government spaces and it will be operated under the supervision of district or municipal bodies. External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar has said India and the US are holding very active and intense discussions on trade. In an interactive session hosted by Think Tank Asia Society in New Delhi yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar added that New Delhi is also looking at boosting its energy ties with the US and making sure that there is a stable, reasonable, predictable energy environment that is something crucial to India's long-term growth and development.
On trade, we had a very open discussion, and the result of that discussion was that the Prime Minister and the President agreed that we would conclude, you rightly said, not a free trade agreement, but a bilateral trade agreement by fall this year. And that is what is currently under discussion.
On India and China relations, Dr. Jaishankar has said that both countries are trying to rebuild the ties damaged by the Galwan Valley clashes of 2020, as a tense relationship will not serve either side. He said differences should not become disputes and competition should not become conflict. Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that since October last year, relations between the two countries have seen some improvement, with both nations working on various aspects of their ties. He also highlighted a fundamental shift, noting changes in the American stance and the rise of China.
The United States, which has been for the last 80 years the most powerful country and the country which in many ways underwrote global rules and practices, if the United States starts to change its terms of dealing with the world, there is something very deep, very profound, very consequential which is happening right now. And there is another trend which precedes that, which is the rise of China.
Telangana Chief Minister A. Revanth Reddy has announced plans to appoint a special investigation team to investigate cases related to online betting apps, including Rummy. He made this announcement in the Assembly yesterday, saying that the existing law aimed at curbing this menace will be amended if required, and comprehensive measures will be put in place to address the issue that is ruining the lives of many innocent people. US President Donald Trump has declared a 25% tariff on all imported vehicles entering the United States. The new import taxes will go into effect on April the 2nd, the same date he plans to announce reciprocal tariffs aimed at the countries responsible for the bulk of the US trade deficit. The wide-ranging measure aims to incentivize car manufacturers to establish more production facilities within US borders. India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy rainfall and snowfall in Jammu and Kashmir today. Heavy rainfall accompanied by thunderstorms is also expected in Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand and some parts of Punjab today. In the IPL T20 cricket, Kolkata Knight Riders defeated Rajasthan Royals by 8 wickets at Guwahati last night. Kolkata Knight Riders surpassed the target of 152 runs in only 17.3 overs. Quinton de Knox struck a magnificent 97, not out from 61 balls, anchoring KKR's chase to perfection. Sunrisers Hyderabad will clash with Lucknow Super Giants at Hyderabad today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.